Saturday Can Do Radio on WDUN is presented by Roberts Plumbing, where we're standing by to help you, even on the weekend. 770-534-2373 or online at callrobertsplumbing.com.
At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Doc Bill, this is such great information. Kind of makes me want to do it all over again and do a destination wedding this time.
Well, it does. I mean, you think about destination weddings, the neat thing about it is you're in a great location. You have a small group of family and friends that you're around that are near you. And you can also, again, she says, it can, a lot of respect, bring the cost down.
Bring the cost down, and you have your family and friends there, and it really makes it, I think, a more intimate type event as well. So I love that idea. Now, we were talking with Marilyn Cairo in our last segment, and she has stayed on with us so we can ask her some more questions. And this time I want to ask her some very specific questions because she is actually the corporate director for their romance, their romance packages there at their hotel. Now, Marilyn, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Now, I have some specific questions because I have been to the Paradisus Resort in Cancun. Mm-hmm. Loved it. It was so nice. I had such a great time. So many activities, not only for the bride and groom, but that family and friends that will be coming along, they won't miss out on any fun either. So I want to ask you a couple of questions now. First, let's talk about what the couples have. So what options do the couples have for their ceremony there at your properties?
Well, each one of the four Paradisus resorts, we offer fabulous beaches. So if they want to do toes in the sand, they definitely can. Some of our resorts also offer ocean view gazebos, which is perfect because you have the beautiful Caribbean waters as your backdrop. But with the ladies in mind, you can still wear the pretty heels because the gazebo has solid ground all around. And then one of my favorite locations, funny enough, is gardens. The gardens are always located at the opposite end of the beach, so they're very quiet and secluded. And you can always have a beach reception, but then do a garden-style ceremony. So kind of the best of both worlds. And then we even have Catholic churches nearby. So if someone wants to do something more religious or a certain denomination, we can help them with that as well. So really, there's a lot of choices.
That sounds great. What about couples who want to have something during, let's say, sunset on the beach? What are those options?
That's our number one requested time is, you know, sunset. We can definitely do sunset. And the Caribbean follows pretty much the same time pattern as here in the States. So in the summer, the days are longer. In the winter, the days are shorter. So we can do, in the summer, we can do weddings as late as 6 p.m. and in the winter as late as 5 p.m. And they'll still catch those beautiful sunsets.
Wow. How many weddings do you do each day?
Great question. We are not a wedding factory at Paradisus Resort, so we limit the weddings to only two weddings per day. Never at the same time and never at the same locations. So we don't double book because every wedding is unique and that's exactly how it deserves to be treated.
You know, Marilyn, that is a really, really good point. And I'm not sure if all brides really understand why that's so important and why that's so special that you all do that, because a lot of properties don't do that. So can you just speak a little bit more about why that's so important to only do two a day?
Absolutely. You know, when Paradisus first started, it wanted to make sure that destination weddings was not a standard for them. They wanted it to be something more than a standard. They wanted it to be an exception, and they wanted to give the clients that exceptional feel. And what they found is that by shoveling in 3, 4, 5 weddings a day, yes, it's great. We're having a lot of clients come to the property, but the client experience was suffering. And the feedback was not the greatest. So they scaled back and they said, our standard is 2 weddings a day. We don't want brides that are crisscrossing. We don't want brides on the beach at the same time. So, Anita, if you were getting married with us on the beach at Paradisus Cancun, for example, we would have no other wedding on the beach that day. If you were getting married in the gardens at Paradisus Punta Cana, you would be the only garden wedding that day. The other clients would have to pick a completely different location. And it's purely for guest experience.
Well, you know, that really, really makes a difference. And the guest experience, the bride and groom feeling as though this really is my special day and I'm not being carted around and moved around and shuffled around. I think it's so important for making it a very special day. So I really commend you guys for doing that. That's great.
Thank you.
Now, let me ask you this, though, because I know there are a lot of other things that go into the wedding. So what about all these different services? There's a photographer, there's a DJ, there's, you know, all of these other things that when we're home, you know, maybe it was our, you know, DJ that we have, you know, found and used several other times for other things. But when you're doing a destination wedding, you don't know where to find all of those vendors. What assistance do you guys give?
We give assistance from A to Z, starting with the date confirmation, all of the pre-planning of the event details. That's all done through my office here in the States. We're based in Miami, Florida. We work with the couple all the way up until their wedding is completely finalized. They've signed off on the planner. We'll introduce them to the DJ. We introduce them to our in-house decor team, in-house florist, our photographer. If they want entertainment, we have our vendors already set up. So anything that a couple needs, we have vendors that we have contracted with, but more importantly, that they are reliable and that the service that they provide our clients is up to par with the Paradisa standards, because that is very important to us as these vendors are a reflection of our brand. So everything the client needs, we help them, we guide them, and we make sure that they have exactly what they want.
Perfect, perfect. I love that. I love hearing that. Now, let me just ask you this. If you could paint a picture of your various properties, I know they all bring romance because, like I said, I've been to, you know, to the one there in Cancun, and I know how wonderful, how beautiful it is. But if you could just paint a picture and help our listeners maybe visualize a perfect location for a wedding or a honeymoon, or even an anniversary, what would that look like?
Wow. Let me start off with Paradisus Cancun. The beach there is fabulous. The staff is absolutely heartwarming. I mean, it is an unbelievable resort. And you know this, Anita, you were just there a couple months ago. That is by far the perfect experience for a Mexican wedding. Then we move on into the Dominican Republic. We have Paradisus Punta Cana. A true essence of the Dominican hospitality is what you will find at that resort. The grounds are spectacular. The beach is amazing. The service is superior. Also in the Dominican Republic, we have the Paradisus Palma Real. Very opulent, very elegant resort. The completely different from Paradisus Punta Cana, which is what I admire about Paradisus. Although the standards are the same, no two resort personalities are alike. And again, fabulous beach at Palma Real. And last but not least is the Paradisus Playa del Carmen, which is a very ecological-friendly hotel in the center of the Riviera Maya. Very contemporary, very chic. Again, here too, brides love this resort, especially because of the reception locations. It's really hard to pick one favorite, but Anita, as a travel professional, you know how important it is to qualify your client and make sure that the resort fits their personality.
That's true. That's true.
That's definitely true. What if somebody has like certain types of food, like say you're Jewish and you want a certain type of cuisine, or you're vegetarian? How was that handled?
We handle that. We can even do gluten-free menu options, vegetarian. We've done cultural weddings, which only require a certain set of spices, elements. We work with the couple, and then we work with the food and beverage department to cater a menu based on the group's needs.
That's great. And how would one go about booking a stay or booking an event?
To book a wedding or honeymoon, vow renewal, or just a simple getaway, we always recommend that they contact their travel professional, or they can call us here in the office at 877-276-0872.
Do you have a website?
We do, and that is www.paradisus.com.
You know, this is perfect, and I definitely can vouch for it. Beautiful properties, and the ones that I have not been to, I certainly have them on my list, Marilyn, so you might see me wandering around trying to get my romantic getaway as well. So it's been great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for sharing all of this information. Great information. Thanks so much. And the show today has been brought to you by Paradisus Resorts. And for more information, visit their website at paradisus.com. Now, Doc Bill, when we come back, you know, we've talked before about some of these do's and don'ts and making sure that, you know, as the bride and groom, we're doing all the right stuff. But we also want to find out from our next guest, Anna Post, As a guest, what am I supposed to do? So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We'll be back in a few minutes on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.
It's a little bit funny
this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide.